A top USDA official blames poor ag trade prospects on the previous administration. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden says U.S. farmers are hurting from the Biden administration's failed ag trade policies. During a webinar put on by the National Ag Law Center at the University of Arkansas, Vaden said the previous administration did nothing to promote ag trade.
And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about agriculture or whether we're talking about manufacturing or whether we're talking about the service sector. If you spend 4 years treading water and not innovating and not growing and not progressing, you're going to fall behind. And that's what's happened.
As a result, says Vaden, one of our chief trade competitors, Brazil, took advantage of the situation.
They have been unceasingly increasing their agricultural footprint. Whether we're talking about corn, soy, sugar, cotton, and for the first time ever, last year, they exceeded our production in beef. They have been taking our market share and challenging us for our customers.
Vaden says USDA and the current administration have prioritized the rebuilding of trade relationships to allow American farmers to get back in that game again. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.